Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I told you so. I told you so. I tell you again and again. They stole the election. They rigged the election. They fixed the election. Biden is not the president of the United States. My latest commentary comes out on Sunday, syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate. And here it is. Why the American people have turned against Biden. Something remarkable is happening in America. You can see what's happening in Arizona, in Georgia, in New Hampshire, with forensic audits happening or about to happen. Many more are on the way. Americans are finally seriously questioning the results of the 2020 election. The light bulb has gone off. Americans are starting to understand the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and they're no longer afraid to say it out loud. That is why the National Republican Congressional Committee just announced the greatest April fundraising haul ever in history. That's why the latest Washington Examiner poll reports enthusiasm for Republican candidates in the 2022 midterm elections is ahead of enthusiasm for Democrats by double digits. That's why the latest Democracy Corps poll of battleground states finds Biden's approval among independents at only 35%. Even worse, Democrats win only 17% of independents in these swing states on a generic ballot. That's why voters in Pennsylvania, a state that supposedly went to Biden, just overwhelmingly voted to dramatically limit the emergency powers of the Democrat governor. That's why the latest CBS News YouGov poll shows support among Republicans for President Trump is still at historic levels. 89% support Trump's economic views. 80% of Republicans support Trump's style of leadership. 88% support Trump's tough stance on illegal immigration. 73% support Trump's views on race. 77% agree with the way Trump treated the media. And most importantly, 67% believe Joe Biden is not the legitimate winner of the 2020 election. That is why voters in the latest McLaughlin and Associates poll favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris 49-45 for the 2024 presidential election. Biden has only been president for a little over 100 days. He supposedly got the most votes of any candidate in history. He should be wildly popular while still in the honeymoon phase of his presidency. Instead, Americans have turned on Biden. Why? First, Americans don't believe Biden is the rightful president. The silent majority now believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that Biden and the Democrats rigged and stole the election. Second, no one in their right mind believes Biden got the most votes in history. A senile old man who never left his basement got more votes than Obama or Clinton? No way. It's implausible. Third, Americans have seen the radical Biden agenda. It is a communist takeover of the United States, clearly perpetrated by evil globalists who want to destroy America. But here's the big one. Americans now understand the intimidation tactics of the radical left. They've seen the vile hate speech towards white Americans. They've seen the mayor of Chicago announce she will only do interviews with black or brown journalists. They've seen BLM and Antifa rioting, looting, burning, and anarchy. They've seen the censorship, banning, and hatred towards conservatives by social media and woke corporations. They've seen Palestinian mobs beating Jews in Los Angeles and New York. Radical Democrats have set this nation on fire. Because of that, Americans finally see the truth. They now understand what happened in those 60 cases involving voter fraud in the 2020 election. Trump and Republicans didn't lose those 60 cases. That's a lie. That's Soviet communist-level propaganda. The American people now understand those judges were intimidated. Trump never lost a single voter fraud case. He didn't strike out. Trump never got to the plate. He never took a swing. No judge ever actually looked at a case. The Supreme Court never looked at a case. You've heard of jury nullification. That's where the jury ignores the facts and ignores the law. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. Many of those 60 judges hated Trump's guts and suffered from Trump derangement syndrome. But more importantly, all of them feared for their lives and careers. No judge was willing to risk ruining his or her life by overturning the election and facing a crazy Democrat mob. No judge was willing to risk being assassinated. No judge is willing to risk their home being burned to the ground. No judge is willing to risk their spouse being fired and never finding a job again. No judge is willing to risk their children being beaten and brutalized at school. No judge is willing to watch their name forever destroyed by cancel culture. Most Americans now understand the election was stolen and the courts never ruled against the merits of the case. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. That's why the country has turned against Biden. We know he's not the rightful president of the United States. So that's my commentary coming out this Sunday, why the American people have turned against Biden. And they certainly have. And no sooner I wrote that, look at the story that's out now. The ongoing audit of ballots cast in Maricopa County, Arizona, has uncovered significant discrepancies in the number of ballots versus the supposed number of ballots that were supposed to exist. Political strategist Boris Epstein, who's been on the show many times, adds that the discrepancies may be as high as 17.5%, and it is likely Joe Biden did not win Arizona. Arizona Senate President recently sent a letter to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors outlining the major issues discovered already in the audit and offering to settle them without additional subpoenas or compulsory action. In the letter, says Epstein on Steve Bannon's podcast, it reveals pallet 5, batch 2976, 200 pink slip total, actual total 165. They're missing 35 ballots out of that batch. He added 35 out of 100 is 17.5%. 10 out of 100 is 5%. Do you know how shocking that is? 17.5% discrepancy in a batch is beyond belief. He added, in one, they've got 18 more than they're supposed to be, which is a 9% discrepancy. Again, if we are to have any confidence in elections in this country, how can we possibly be okay with discrepancies of double-digit percentages? It's absolutely mind-boggling. Anything above a tiny fraction of a percent is unacceptable, according to the Federal Elections Commission. Epstein explained that several databases subpoenaed for the purpose of the audit have been removed, including the files that contain the election results and how they were tallied. There's evidence these databases were removed as recently as March, right before handed over, and while being subject to a subpoena. That's criminal activity. Isn't this funny? It's the same thing Hillary Clinton did. Democrats have a playbook. She was subpoenaed, and she made every one of her questionable emails disappear after the subpoena. It's the same thing, right after getting the subpoena. Epstein explained several databases subpoenaed for the purpose of the audit have been removed, including files that contain the election results and how they were tallied. We now know why the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors have been fighting these subpoenas so hard, why Perkins Coie has come in, that's the big law firm that helps Hillary, to try and frame Trump, why the Democrats are pushing back, why you've got mainstream media melting down, because they're hiding this. They're hiding the disaster in which they handled this election and likely the fact that Joe Biden did not win in Arizona. And by the way, if Joe Biden did win in Arizona, believe me, he didn't win in Nevada. If he didn't win in Nevada, he didn't win in Michigan or Wisconsin or Georgia or Pennsylvania, and Trump won this election. And I've said, you know, in my prior, I think just the very last commentary I wrote last Friday when I read to you, I told you that the real reason you know they stole the election is because of the way they're reacting to the whole thing. That's what's so weird. The way they're reacting, the viciousness, the craziness, you know, that's what tells you that these people know they stole the election. I'm trying to find an article here that I saw Joe Scarborough, who literally went insane. Here it is. Joe Scarborough suffers complete meltdown over Arizona audit, tells Americans to leave the country and be replaced by migrants. Joe Scarborough on MSNBC Morning Joe suffered a complete meltdown Friday morning over the Arizona forensic audit of the Maricopa County ballots and voting machines. Joe Scarborough said the quiet part out loud. He wants Americans to be replaced by migrants. America's ruling class wants to replace natives with docile foreigners who won't question the pathetic elites who rule over them. Is what people are saying on Twitter. It's all I could tell you is the reaction, or what I said was overreaction by Democrats, is all the proof you need that they stole this election. It really is all the proof you need. And here's the new latest breaking news in Georgia, because I mentioned Georgia in my commentary. Georgia judge orders 140,000 absentee ballots from Fulton County to be scanned to determine legitimacy. Case revolves around the explosive December report from the Gateway Pundit. So they're ordering in Georgia 145,000 absentee ballots to be studied. Forensic audit of Fulton County ballots. That's big news. Big news. And our friends at Gateway Pundit are the people that started all this. Today, a judge in Georgia ruled the audit in Fulton County must go on. This leads back to the Gateway Pundit reporting in early December, where we identified ballots being counted 2 and 3 times. Wow. Georgia's headed for another audit of its presidential election results after a judge agreed to unseal more than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots. The details and timing of the audit must be determined, but the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the county want to scan and examine the ballots to determine whether they are legitimate. At a hearing Friday, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro made clear the ballots must remain in the custody of Fulton election officials. The latest Georgia audit cannot change the election results. See, that's the sad part, which were certified months ago and have already been confirmed by multiple recounts. But the plaintiffs say an examination of ballots would get to the bottom of what they see as suspicious activity at State Farm Arena on election night and pave the way for more accurate elections in the future. So, you know, again, I'm the one who told you all this. A, the election was stolen. B, it was rigged. C, it was fixed. D, it's going to come out. But E, they're not going to do anything about it. All you can do is reelect, if that's the right word, Trump in 2024 and win the House and the Senate in 2022. But no one's going to allow you to just throw Biden out of office even after we prove the election was stolen. People are being naive if they think that. So they still have 4 years to destroy this country before we even get to 2024. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. 3 hours to go, or about 2 hours and 40 minutes or so to go. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Thank God it's Friday. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm probably in the best shape of my life. I really am. You know, I always brag about Energizer Health and what they've done for me and how I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But I always say I didn't really lose that much weight, per se. I've only lost like 5 pounds on the scale. Not true. Not true at all. Actually, I was 192 on the day they weighed me in November before I started their program. And this morning, I got on the scale for the first time in a month, and I was 181. So I've lost 11 pounds now. So forget about 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. I've lost 11 physical pounds because of Energized Health in my workouts. But there is a negative to working out hard. And the negative is that I turned 60 years old this July. Look great, feel great. People tell me I look 10 or more years younger. But serious aches and pains. You know, you're 50 or 60 years old and you're working out, serious aches and pains. So I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com. It would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but sonsoflibertycbd.com does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It will not make you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, it's mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allen Root, WAR15. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off every product. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to check out and get up to 25% off. So
before I get to all the stuff that my commentary, that the public is turning on Biden and turning back towards Trump, and the public is realizing the election was stolen with all these forensic audits and things going on, we're going to prove it. But I want to mention that to me, the single biggest problem in America today, and there's lots of them, lots of problems, white hatred, Jew hatred, capitalism hatred, but the single biggest problem is inflation. And the Philly Fed Price Index hit the biggest increase since 1980. Just came out today. Inflationary pressures jumped to levels not seen since the high inflation years of the 1980s. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve Survey of Manufacturing Businesses showed today. The Philly Fed said the prices paid component of its monthly manufacturing index rose 7.7 points to 76.8 in May, a big jump for the index and the highest level since March of 1980. Think about 1980, right? I was going to Columbia University. I was in my freshman year at Columbia. I started September of 79, so in early 80, it was still my freshman year at Columbia. And inflation was through the roof, and interest rates, I think, were like 19%. Can you imagine if what would happen to America now with all the debt if interest rates went to 19%? I can't even think about it. It's really crazy. And the businesses are succeeding in passing along the higher costs. As you know, costs are going through the roof. The prices received index, which is what businesses charge you and me, the consumer, rose 6.5 points to 41, the highest level since 1981. What's more, businesses have adopted an inflationary mentality, expecting to have the ability to keep raising prices. The Philly Fed questionnaire asked firms to forecast where their own prices and costs would go. The median forecast was for an increase of 5%, a big jump from 3% when the question was last asked in February, and more than twice the 2.3% over the past year. Companies expect employee compensation costs to rise 4% over the next four quarters, an increase of 3%. In the previous quarter. When asked about the rate of inflation for U.S. consumers over the next year, the firm's median forecast was 4%, an increase from 3% in the last quarter. So, you know, you're talking about massive hyperinflation, what's called staginflation, on the way. So when you talk about Biden being unpopular, I should have added that to the commentary or the column, but I ran out of time and I ran out of energy to add to it again. You know, there's only a certain amount of words you're allowed in your creator's nationally syndicated columns. Usually they want about 600 words. This one had about 650. So I didn't find any more room to add another one. But that's another important reason why Biden's unpopular. People see massive inflation on the way. Massive inflation. And that's a huge problem. Because, you know, the average person, you know, the average person over the age of 50 remembers the 1980s. And they remember massive inflation, the late 70s and early 80s, massive inflation caused by Jimmy Carter. People remember it, and it's bad.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says the actual death toll from COVID-19 could be triple what's actually being reported. WHO officials believing the numbers are being vastly undercounted. One person is in custody and cops are looking for up to six more after a Jewish man was beaten last night in New York's Times Square. It happened as pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters clashed in the area, with police arresting around two dozen people. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says enough is enough regarding these anti-Semitic attacks.
Well, it's reprehensible, the anti-Semitic violence we're seeing, and we've been seeing a rise of anti-Semitic violence both in America and in Europe. And unfortunately, it is encouraged. It's encouraged by radical Islamic terrorists. It's also encouraged by the angry left, the far left.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. The Warriors with you, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. And it's aptly named when I say that, because the country is on fire. Capitalism's on fire. The country led by Democrats is just divided and in the middle of what seems to be a civil war. Democrats hate white people. They hate Jews. Jews under attack in New York and Los Angeles. They hate Israel. They want to defund Israel. They want to defund the police. They want open borders. They've got open borders. They're letting thousands in every day. It's just horrible. The country's on fire, and of course the world's on fire. You know what's going on all over the world. China's about to take over Taiwan. Israel under attack by Hamas. It's just every spot in the world that's trouble is in trouble. Syria, Iran, they're all out to get the United States. They're all out to take over our allies and gang up on us, our enemies. Terrible, terrible, terrible. If you like my radio show, you love my podcast, War Raw. You're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Especially the weekend edition that's out today, where I break down the 10 best outrageous, salacious, controversial story of the week for conservatives and Republicans and patriots and taxpayers and Trumpers and deplorables and libertarians. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download anywhere where you download podcasts. Spotify, Apple, iHeart, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, you name it. It's all there. War Raw by Wayne Alaroot. Go check it out and tell your friends about it, please. All right, we've got our guest, Jonathan Koppel, here. Or maybe it's Coppell. I'll find out when I get him on the line. Jonathan, I'll say Koppel, conservative high school teacher in Louisiana, gained fame from a viral video of him speaking at a school board meeting. Jonathan, you're on with Wayne Alaroot. How are you?
Hey, man. So I am going to correct you. It's Jonathan Koppel.
I said it was either Koppel or Koppel. I just chose the wrong one.
Look, all right, so Koppel. Call me whatever you want, okay?
All right, Jonathan Koppel. I got it right now, right? Koppel.
Yeah, that's it, man.
All right. You know, in the Midwest, whenever I call some telemarketer to buy something, they always say, oh, it's Wayne Rutt. So everybody's got their own pronunciations. Things differently. All right, so tell us, you know, you were famous for a viral video speaking at a school board meeting. What were you speaking about at that school board meeting? What was going on at your school district in Louisiana?
So to give you guys some context, my school board, where I was, it represents the entire parish. We have about 13 districts within the parish. We have a ton of schools. We have a lot of high schools, middle schools, elementary schools. We got everything. And I had found out that the little kids at the elementary level were being exposed to educational, air quotations around that, educational, these videos by a company called BrainPop that was teaching these gender identity ideas that are pushed by left-wing activists. And what do I mean by gender identity ideas? I'm not talking about, you know, a boy wanting to be a boy or a girl wanting to be a girl. We're talking about a company that's owned by adults teaching kids that there are infinite genders and that they're maybe not really a boy. Don't call Tommy a he, call Tommy a they, because maybe you don't know Tommy's gender identity. So that was one of the things it was promoting. And then another thing was critical race theory through videos. The company BrainPop was showing videos, and still is. You can just go to BrainPop's website and look up their activism videos that are everywhere. They have them on feminism, gay rights, everything. You know, and they're presenting this to kids. They're telling kids that the police are out to get them. If you're black, you don't have a chance in life. You're not going anywhere because white people exist and are preventing you from being successful. So I found that out, and I presented that information to my school board in a public forum setting, in an open speech that I gave, and then I just told them why it was wrong and that there are only two genders. You know, if you're a man, we know that a male has a penis and testicles. If you're a woman, you have a vagina and ovaries. That's just human anatomy. And I told them that, and that they need to look into this. They need to decide how many genders are there, because I feel like it won't be long before we have girls in the boys' locker room and vice versa. And at any moment, a kid could say, I identify as this or I identify as that. And it's just opening the door for all kinds of craziness.
Well, the way they're giving away money to illegal aliens, I think all of us who are legal citizens of the United States should identify as illegal aliens. What can Democrats do? If what you identify as is what you are, then we should identify as illegals. And if they're giving money away to transsexuals, you know, you can get a free $150,000 operation to change your sex. Why shouldn't all of us identify and try and pick up $150,000? Just this whole thing is so crazy, Jonathan. We're talking to Jonathan Coppell, a conservative high school teacher in Louisiana, who gained fame from a viral video of him speaking at a school board meeting. Here in Las Vegas, Jonathan, I've just gotten a bunch of emails in the last 48 hours, one from a great friend of the show who's a sponsor of the show, who says he dug very deep into the website that explains what teachers are supposed to teach, I guess their training manual in Las Vegas, and it takes like you have to spend like a half hour digging, going from link to link to link. But when you finally get to the last link, it's all kinds of anti-white, critical race theory. Yeah. White people are bad. White people are evil. Black people are wonderful. And white people are always the ones at fault in every problem in the world. And then when he digs even further, it all comes from the Southern Poverty Hate Center, basically is what I call them, Southern Poverty Law Center, which hates white people and hates conservatives and brands all Christians as evil. And so that's what's going on in Vegas. And then let me tell you one more and see what your reaction is. I got another email from a teacher who says, Wayne, you've got to talk about this in front of everybody. Here in Vegas, in Clark County, they've just dumbed everything down so badly. You could take tests. This is their new proposal, that kids could take tests as many times as they want till they get their desired grade. And that everybody gets credit for 50% of the course load, even if they turn in no work of any kind. I mean, it's all just crazy stuff that would leave you believing that every kid is gonna pass and make their stats padded and look good, the schools. But in reality, nobody's learning anything.
That's how. So I'll tell you this: the whole give everybody 50%. That's already happening. A lot of these Title I schools that get federal dollars, they're incentivized to pass kids through courses. At a school I worked at previously, we were told by the administration, if a kid's not doing the work, if they're failing horribly, you know, give them half credit to get them out of the high school. Because now I think a kid needs to earn their grade. You know, I want to help kids get through high school. I really do. But if they're not putting forth any effort, they're not turning anything in, that kid needs to seek out maybe a GED or some other program, because for whatever reason, they're not motivated. They're not doing anything. Therefore, I don't think they deserve the high school diploma like everybody else that's doing their work and turning things in on time. So that's already happened, and that happens in Louisiana. I would love to do an investigation on how many illegitimate graduates we have. And I hate to use that word, you know, because it really dumbs down the value of a high school diploma.
Right.
But that's already happening, okay? Now, the thing about take the test as many times as you want, that is absolutely ridiculous, because could you imagine a man or a woman working in the oil field, you know, and they just keep trying until they get it right and something blows up? Are you kidding me? What are we training kids for?
What are you preparing them for? Hey, Jonathan, think about police officers. You know, I mean, you know, they're always getting in trouble because they shoot somebody. I think you should just, you know, reenact the scene 50 times so we get it right, and they don't shoot the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, but you can't, there's no such thing in life as do over. You know, that's golf. You get a mulligan. In the rest of the world, you don't get one every time you do something. If you do, you know, everybody is watered down to the point where there's no such thing as performance anymore. It's very ridiculous. What I'm interested in is what's been the reaction from your fellow teachers on this. I assume most of them are not on your side, and they were angry at your viral video. Maybe I'm wrong.
So some angry, some very encouraging, right? At first, I didn't get any feedback. Very few people. Somebody I work with closely, you know, said, hey, I really like what you said, kind of discreetly. Another person approached me. And then this past week, I had a couple people just, you know, come approach me, shake my hand, say, hey, thanks. If anything ever happens and we need to do this again, we got you. We got you back. But the people who have been encouraging me and kind of thanking me, it's been very discreet, like as if they don't want others to know that they also think the same way. I've gotten messages on Facebook and through my email from other faculty members saying, hey, we do exist. conservative thinkers, we exist, and we want you to know we're with you, we love what you did, and we support you, whatever you want to do. So that's happened. No craziness from the opposite side, the ones who hate me, other than just mean looks, and that's about it, mean looks. And to give you guys, again, context, we're in school with kids. We've been with kids in our classroom since September of last year. So we see each other every day.
It's no surprise to me, Jonathan, because everywhere I go, people tell me they love everything I say, and they listen to my show all the time. And whenever they say that, they whisper it, right? They never say it out loud because they're afraid.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a conservative, you're afraid somebody's listening that might hurt you in some way, or violently hurt you, or get you fired, or, lose your career, or just embarrass you in public. So I think all of us are like, I support Trump. I support you. You know, and unfortunately, liberals scream it out loud, and those with the biggest mouths make you feel like they've got the majority. But I don't think there's any question, Jonathan, we have the majority, but we just have to be very careful and very discreet about it. Jonathan Coppell, who is the conservative high school teacher in Louisiana, thank you for coming on the show and sharing with us, Jonathan.
An amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I keep saying that this is a communist takeover of the United States of America. I keep saying that they're looking to turn America into a foreign country for Americans. They do not want this to be a country where Americans vote. They want to bring in everybody in the whole world is always going to, you know, to be dependent on government, always be dependent on the Democrat Party and Democrat candidates. And they want, you know, those people to vote Democrat for the rest of all time because, you know, they're very, they're unskilled. They're not talented. They have no great shakes in life. And so they're always going to want government to take care of them. Always going to want government. And they don't speak English. And they're, you know, they're just the most susceptible kind of members of society to Democrat brainwashing. And that's what they want. I'm telling you, it's all about the foreigners. It's all about bringing people in who can't really make any money and therefore need government to save them and therefore will vote for whoever hands them the most money and keeps the checks coming. And that's what's going on in our country. And so, you know, it's interesting. There's a headline that the Department of Homeland Security is now run by a crazy man by the name of Alejandro Mayorkas, the pro-migration lawyer, now Secretary of DHS, and he approves another 22,000 foreign workers. I mean, everything with these guys is about foreigners, whether it's illegal aliens being let in, whether it's opening the border to encourage more illegals to come, or whether it's just letting in more legal immigrants. It doesn't matter. To them, they just want to flood the country with foreigners and make America foreign to Americans. So Joe Biden's deputies are admitting another 22,000 foreign workers to help the U.S. help U.S. businesses, regardless of the damage done to working Americans and their communities now recovering from the coronavirus crash. I mean, you know, nobody seems to think about this. These aren't normal times. It would be terrible, in my opinion, if during normal times you said open the borders and let everybody in and then, you know, recruit more and more legal immigrants as well and raise that number. But these aren't normal times. Millions and millions of Americans don't work. We don't need all these foreign people because there's lots of Americans that could fill these jobs. These are not jobs that are going unfilled by Americans, or if they are, they're being unfilled at the moment because Biden is offering so much in the way of federal dollars that nobody wants to work anymore. But certainly if you cut that spigot off, these people would all be desperate for a job, but there wouldn't be one because the foreigners take it from them. Today's joint rule helps American businesses, said a statement from Alejandro Mayorkas, the pro-migration lawyer, is now Secretary of DHS, Homeland Security. The joint rule with the Department of Labor will also help the economies of Central American countries, Mayorkas said. Since when is that our responsibility? Why would you even say that? Even though I know, you know, that's your goal. I get that. Because Democrats are traitors, and they hate America, and they couldn't care less about us. They're globalists, and they care about the rest of the world more than they care about us. America last. I get all that, but why would you say that out loud? It's not your job to care about Central American economies. That's ridiculous. It's not your job to care about Australia's economy. This isn't a racist thing. You know, I'm Jewish. It's not your job to care about Israel's economy. Since when does the United States care about Israel's economy? It's not your job. For the first time, we're setting aside 6,000 supplemental H-2B visas for non-citizens from Northern Triangle countries in furtherance of President Biden's and VP Kamala Harris's direction to expand legal pathways for protection and opportunity for individuals from those countries. The rule is designed to prevent permanent and severe financial loss to U.S. employers and is one piece of the administration's broader comprehensive firework for managing migration through North and Central America. It's none of it makes any sense. None of it. Like many other progressives, Mayorkas has repeatedly insisted the United States is a nation of immigrants. He also argues that immigrant-owned businesses are the backbone of our country and that his highest priority is to transfer lawfully deported migrants to join family members in the United States. Can you imagine? That's what he claims out loud is his highest priority, is to transfer lawfully deported migrants to join family members in the United States. I mean, do you really need to know more? That's his highest priority. And to say that America is a nation of immigrants, yeah, it's always been a nation of immigrants. When my grandparents came here, there was no such thing as welfare. There was no Social Security. There was no Medicaid. There was no Medicare. There was no Obamacare. There was no nothing. You came here and you worked or you starved. And that's what made America great, that there were so many Jewish immigrants, Irish immigrants, Italian immigrants, Polish immigrants, Chinese immigrants, and they were here to work, and they had someone who was willing to take responsibility for them when they came in, or they weren't allowed to come in. And if that person took responsibility and you went on welfare, they owe the money back. None of that is true today. So it's not supposed to be a nation of immigrants anymore. It was when immigrants were all into earning, you know, a living. But now immigrants want cradle-to-grave welfare, 1,000 versions of it, plus they want their kids to go free to school, and now they want free health care. So every immigrant we add to this country is just another mouth to feed. But wait, I haven't even gotten to the real root of the problem. It's a nation of legal immigrants. It's not a nation of illegal immigrants. All those legal immigrants that had to work or they'd starve to death, no welfare, they all came through Ellis Island legally. Everyone in the turn of the century came to America legally. There were no illegal immigrants. They didn't break into this country without speaking English and expect the country to take care of them. These people are so terrible.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.